ओम शांति। इट्स वेरी ब्यूटिफुल टॉपिक विच इज गिवन टू मी टू एक्सप्लेन लिटिल बिट एंड देन टू एक्सपीरियंस इट। एंड टॉपिक विच यू ऑलरेडी लिसन, लव the key to the lock of luck. Very brief and very simple words I will speak before you. As we all know, we belong originally in the home of love. That home is the home of light, where we don't have the body, so we can't express our love. All those innate qualities are in a merged form. As soon as soul leaves the home of light, coming over this world, the world of matter, having the costume of matter, souls start emerging its innate qualities while on the stage of action. Each and every soul is filled with love. Not only souls are filled with love, even the nature is so loveful. Everyone enjoys such a loveful nature. Birds are in a state of love. Flowers blossom shows that they are blooming with great love. Wherever you see, everything is smiling, giving so much love. A little child, young, old, getting birth, start expressing love, leaving body, even then expressing love. But as the law of the nature, world start changing. And after 2,500 years, the change in the human being, the change in the nature, and change in every field of life, we can see there. The original nature of the soul is love. When in half of the kalpa, we are in such a stage of soul conscious, we are expressing our love with each other, but there is no attachment. Love accompanied with all the virtues, purity, peace, happiness, what not. But in copper age, this love perverted from soul conscious to the body conscious. All the souls are still in their innate quality, the love. But now, the love is perverted from soul to a body. And when body conscious love starts, then attachment starts. And due to the attachment, all other negativity, vices start to attack over the souls. Totally this world is changed. And we can say, the difference of the golden and silver age from this copper age start as if from the day it starts the evening. And slowly, this evening changing into the night. Each and every human soul wants to experience love. Even they are getting love from the human being. They are getting love from the nature. But they are not satisfied. They are thirsty of pure love. Thirsty of super senses love. Thirsty of that love which the soul has lost. At last, the stage comes when not a single human being can give a true and pure love to a human being. Maybe a little child who doesn't know what is love, even then, he also wants to experience love. If you have a slap over his cheek, but your face is with great anger, a little slap, he starts weeping. And if you have smile over your face, love over your face reflects your heart, and you start giving slapping like that, he is laughing and laughing. He understands that they are giving me love. But even then, that love which blossoms a soul into a state of purity, into a state of detachment, it was not there. At last the time comes when the Father Supreme descends in this old, impure world, taking the sport of a corporeal being, Brahma Baba, start attracts the soul towards him. And the magnet in that attraction is the true love. That true love making everyone like a blind. There is no need to understand for what purpose we are coming to him. But the thoughts coming from the heart, we are going to achieve everything. Nothing remains unachieved after achieving such a great Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and Brahma Baba. Baba first start to give the knowledge to the souls. Souls, you understand? Who are you? Not this body. You are a pure, divine, conscient entity. filled with true love. I specially descended on this earth to shower my true love to my children. Children, are you experiencing me, that I am your long lost father, whom you have not searched? I have searched you. And sometimes children start saying, Baba, how we get the experience of your true love? You are saying that I am giving you love for the sake of giving you true love, to change you from your impure world, to take you to the pure world. I specially has come to give you what you are not achieving in this world. Children, you are my long lost and now found children. Again, children are giving complaint. Baba, how I express my love to you and how I feel your love which you are showering upon me, I am not experiencing it. So Baba giving a suggestion, children, don't think and don't speak of these words, I am not experiencing your true love. Have this in your mind. I am the incorporeal, the father of you souls. You are my children who are long lost and now found. Children, only remember, these are the words which are spoken by me, your truthful supreme. Have you faith over it? Yes, Baba, we have faith. Even then, we are not experiencing it. Again, Baba is giving the answer. Don't try to experience. Accept the truth that you are my children. I specially have come to sustain my children. I specially has come to remove you from all kinds of sorrows and sufferings of this world. I specially has come to help you at the time of need. I specially has come to remove you from your past sins which you have committed. Don't think of anything. Only remember these words. Baba has come. He has come to help me. He has come to sustain me. He has come to help me to remove my all sorrows and suffering and to free me from my all past sins which accumulated upon my head. Oh, Baba, really, you are who has come for such a noble task. If you are such a father, I have love for you. So Baba teaches us how much you remain in your state of soul conscious, that much real love start emerging into you. There is no need to develop love for others, but your real state of the soul, it automatically starts loving you, and this love goes to others. But the sign of true love is, how much you have love, that much you are becoming detached. In this world, the system is, if you love someone, you attach with someone. Or someone attached with you. But the real love, the true love is, you love anyone, but your detachment will start increasing. And how much you become detached, that much you shower your love all around, it will not have any restrictions. And your face becomes sweet. It becomes elevated. Your behavior becomes sweet and very elevated. And this elevated and sweet mouth, face and the behavior attracts so many. But it will not attract to your body, but attracts to your divinity. And this divinity attracts the people towards the Supreme, who is the Divine, who is enabling you to have such a sweetness and such a sweet behavior and such a nice life. It is He. So living in this world, you feel yourself as if everyone is loving me and I love everyone because I love the One, the Supreme. I never try to express my love for Baba, but I accept what love Baba is showering upon me. If I start accepting it, that Baba is sustaining me, Baba is the helper and such a nice umbrella over my head. Baba is such who is giving me the guarantee that I have come to take you back. So only I will listen to Him and become equal to Him. So when there is love for the Father, listening His love which He is showering upon us, we are doing everything for Him, but there will not be any labor as if I am entertaining myself, enjoying myself. I am showering whatever is with me from Baba, that I am showering to each and every one. I am not doing anything. It is He who is making me the instrument and doing everything. Such a deep and such a close love for Baba start emerging from your heart. And that love make you continuously connect yourself with the Supreme. So now I want to tell you the easy method, because all of us want that continuous remembrance will go on, or there will not be anyone in between us that withdraw my attention from Baba and I will be attracted towards any other. So how we connect ourselves with the Supreme, I will give you one phone number. Because we are very habitual of ringing and phoning someone. But we must understand what's the number, phone number of my Baba. You can write down the number 0001. Have you written? 0001. This number will be very beneficial to connect you with the Supreme. As we all know, If I am living in one city and I want to talk on the phone to the person who is living in the same city, then there is no need of putting zero before my number. But if I want disconnect my city number and I want to call to in another city, then I have to put 10 before my number. What it means, if I want to call to another city, there is need to disconnect my number. Similarly, we are having so many thoughts in our intellect, some past feelings which giving us some sorrow, some past happenings which giving me lot of love and very happiness. Some are such memories which tickle me like a thorn, and some are such memories which I don't want to repeat it. Many, many thoughts are there in our memories, in our mind, and some thoughts remaining in a subconscious mind. If we want to connect with Baba, the first process is put 10 before it. 10 means disconnect with all these thoughts, waste thoughts, any negative thoughts, any past memories which are giving you very happiness or which are giving you sorrow or suffering. Whatever is there, disconnect your mind with your city. Now, be in the state that I am in this body, the soul, none else. Nothing is there, only I, the shining pure star, living in the middle of forehead, twinkling here, a conscient entity. Again and again see yourself. How pure, how divine, how peaceful and loveful, radiating all the powers which are the innate power within me. They are shining like rays. See yourself in this body. And thirdly, if you want to disconnect from your country and want to connect yourself from the other country, then you have to put 20 before your number. What it means, 20 before your number? First you put stop over all the thoughts, then 10 in another city. You disconnect from everything, only shining star in this body. Now you want to disconnect from your country and start phoning in the other country. You have to put 20. It means no, forget your body. Don't think I am a shining star twinkling in this body in the middle of the forehead. Withdraw your consciousness from this body. be angels, very beautiful, very soothing stage. I am a soul. A soul, a pure soul, a conscient entity, eternal and immortal. I am shining star, very loveful, peaceful, pure, blissful. Repeat again and again. Try to see yourself. How pure and how much shining, filled with all the powers. I, the Divine Soul. Seeing each and every one, they are also the Divine Souls in their original pure state. We all are souls and souls, brothers among ourselves. But if we want to go beyond this world, then you have to put the third zero before it. What it means, third zero? No, we have to withdraw our consciousness from this old world which is made of elements. Let us experience yourself in the world of white lights. Feel as if thousands and thousands of moon start shining at the same moment. Such a world full of white light. This is the subtle world. This world is above the world where I was. Let us have the experience of this divine world. We feel ourselves the body of light and light. Everyone is in a body of light and light. Everything is in a light. Everyone in an angelic form. No words. Only silent, pure, divine. A conscient entity in a costume of light is here. After that, no one remain number one. We have to withdraw our consciousness from this subtle region also. Because there is one number one, I determine to meet the one, the supreme, who is the sustainer of me, the souls. Who is source of all powers to me, the soul. Let us go in a form of point light far above this subtle region. And this is the region where there is golden red light prevailing all around. All around. Light and light. And in this light, I find myself a shining star of white light. A conscient light. There is in before me, in this world, I am experiencing a supreme point of light who is showering all the powers. Power of peace, power of love, power of purity, power of bliss. I feel all the rays of all these powers overpowering me, and I, the embodiment of all these powers, there is nothing remain unachieved in my life. What I want to achieve, I have achieved. This is the life. This is the true love. I merge in this love. There is nothing else behind this real love. Remain in this world of light where there is true love, the embodiment of love, each and everyone, and get the experience from the source of all the powers. Fill yourself again with all these powers and start having this thought, this is the world and this is the source which I have achieved. Nothing remains unachieved. So I think in such a way you can dial these numbers one by one as I was expressing before you. You yourself first dial your number, be here in this world. Then put zero, forget whatever thoughts there in your mind. And then put other zero, forget the body, be in your soul conscious. Then third zero, go in the subtle region and get that experience. And then there is one, and it is the place which is far above the world of sun and moon and the world of light or subtle region. And it is the world of light and light, which is the golden red light. And we, before the Supreme, sitting and empowering ourselves with all that power, and experiencing it for a little long time. Do you want to sit now to get this experience? Because this is such a loveful stage. Nothing remains that I want this, I want that. You don't have love for the Father from your heart, but receive His love. Then yourself automatically you become the embodiment of love. Some people saying that we want to express our love to a human being, we are loving him and expressing our love. But when we want to express our love towards the Supreme, sometimes there is no love, only the words are there. And Baba is saying, children, don't try to express your love to me, whatever love I am giving you, only receive it. Fill yourself with my love, with the words of my love, with the inheritance which I am giving you. Accept it and believe it. When you're filled with my love, then automatically you start showering love towards each and every human being of the world. So let us sit for a time to experience the love and the loveful stage. Sit, whatever is in your hand, leave it, everything behind, so that nothing will disturb your attention. Because today is not the day to speak out. Today is the day to go deep into such a stage where there will not be any word, where only we are the embodiment of all the powers, and embodiment of all the powers and all the powers like a rays, helping the needy souls wherever they are. I am true loveful soul. This is my original nature. The rocks of body conscious merge my original nature. No, I have to become the master to remove all that consciousness of the body which merges my real innate form. First to start, disconnect yourself. From all those past thoughts, all those past memories, whatever they are, maybe they are soothing, maybe they are suffering, giving suffering. Forget everything. Be a conscient point of light in this body. Realize your real self. The costume of matter. I am conscient, the divine point of light. I am the master of organs. Each and every organ following my direction. Any part of this body made of matter, if I give directions, only then they start. Don't give any direction to any part of the body. the Master sitting on the throne of the forehead, ruling over all the organs. Detach your consciousness from this body. Let us be in our real self, eternal self. I am the tiny, shining star. Loveful, pure, I love myself. I have great love for me, respect for me, how pure, powerful, blissful I am. I am shining like a star. Be proud of yourself. Wonderful I am. Wonderful my form and my attributes. All around me there is light and light. I feel myself empowered by the form of light. Loveful, shining. So light, feel myself floating. I'm experiencing myself far, far away from the world of matter to the world of light. This world of light is the world of angels. I get the costume of light ready for me to enter into it, and this costume fit to me. In this world of light,
white, white light prevailing all around. I am in this costume of white light, floating stage. Getting a deep experience of love, power, purity, bliss. Towards the source of power, leaving behind this body of light. I am moving towards the world of light. Golden red light is prevailing all around. Absorb in this light, forgetting the self. So much silence, so much power. Supreme source of all powers is before me. Is before me. So much power. Soothing peace. Purity and power. Like it is empowering me in the soul. I forget my own identity. I become the embodiment of all the powers. And these all the powers, like it is, going all around, going all around. I'm equal to my Father. As the Father showering the powers, making me equal. From me the powers are radiating all around. I feel equal to my Father. Equal to my Father. Loveful, pure, powerful, peaceful, blissful knowledge. Be in this consciousness. This is the real story.